Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to do a really focused deep dive, something super practical for all of you in Van Buren County.
Yeah, you got that AI usage policy quiz coming up, right? The one you got to pass to get access to all the AI tools?
Exactly. So we're going to make sure you're totally prepped for Section 3, which is all about how we actually use AI responsibly and ethically in the county.
Think of this as your, like, cheat sheet for acing that quiz.
Absolutely. So we're laser focused on Section 3 of the policy, revised February 24th, 2025. No need for long, drawn-out explanations about what AI is.
Nope. Straight to the point.
Our mission is clear. Break down those key guidelines, see how they'll play out in your daily work so you walk into that quiz feeling totally confident.
Ready to knock it out of the park.
Okay, let's jump right into the first big area, ethical standards. That's Section 3.1.
The heart of responsible AI use.
Right. And the policy lays out three core principles. First up, transparency.
Ah, transparency. It's all about being open and clear about how AI is being used.
Exactly. Any output or decision that comes from an AI, especially if it's used in something the public interacts with, needs to be clearly labeled and explainable. And get this, it even points us back to the personnel handbook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to the Standards of Conduct Policy, Section 13, and also the Internet Security Policy about public representations.
Interesting. So they're really emphasizing that this transparency thing connects to our broader conduct and communication rules as county employees.
Yeah, which makes sense, right? We don't want people feeling like they're dealing with some mysterious black box system. They deserve to understand how decisions that affect them are being made.
Makes them trust the process more too, you know.
Absolutely. Okay, ethical standard number two, human accountability. Now this one's really important for all of us. It basically says even if the AI gives us information or a suggestion, we're the ones ultimately responsible for what happens.
Right. It's a tool, but we're the ones wielding it.
Precisely. The policy really emphasizes the need for us to keep a human eye on things,
yeah,
especially in situations where AI is being used in a way that could impact individual rights or freedoms. And again, it links this back to those standards of conduct in the personnel handbook.
Which makes sense because it's all about making sure we're using this powerful technology in a way that aligns with our values and the county's commitments.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, the third ethical standard they highlight is bias mitigation. Basically, we can't just assume the AI is being fair or objective. We have to watch out for any biases that might be creeping in, you know, whether intentionally or unintentionally.
Yeah, bias is a big concern in AI, especially when you think about the data that's used to train these systems. Like, if the data itself reflects existing societal inequalities, well, the AI could end up just perpetuating those problems.
Exactly. And that's something we definitely don't want to do. So the policy connects this directly to the Equal Employment Opportunity Policy. That's Section 6 in the Personnel Handbook. It's all about making sure we're using AI in a way that's fair and equitable to everyone.
Right. Makes you think twice about blindly trusting whatever the AI spits out.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's a good rundown of the ethical standards. Now let's move on to Section 3.2. Acceptable use. This is where they get into how AI is actually supposed to be used in the county. You know, the right way to use it.
Right. Let's get into the practical stuff.
Exactly. So first off, they talk about enhancement. Basically, the idea is that AI should be helping us do our jobs better, making us more effective and efficient.
Right. Like, imagine AI handling those really tedious, repetitive tasks, freeing us up to focus on the stuff that requires more creativity and human judgment.
That's the idea. And it could help us serve the county and its people more effectively. Okay, next point, under acceptable use, data handling. This one's really important. They're super clear that AI systems can't just ignore all our existing rules about data security.
Makes sense, right? AI doesn't get a free pass.
Nope, not at all. The policy says any data that goes into or comes out of an AI system still has to follow all the protocols in the Internet Security Policy, specifically the parts about information movement and information protection. So, you know, no cutting corners just because we're using fancy AI tools.
It's all about maintaining those high standards of data security and privacy.
Exactly. Now, the next thing they talk about is tool use. The key point here is that AI tools can only be used for official county business, and they have to be used in a way that lines up with all of our ethical and operational standards.
Right. No using the AI to, like, write your screenplay or anything.
Exactly. It even references the personnel handbook again, specifically Section 24 on information technology and equipment usage. So it's really about making sure AI is integrated into our work in a way that's responsible and appropriate.
And that we're using the right tools for the right job.
Exactly. And The last part of acceptable use is privacy compliance. No surprises here, they're really hammering home that AI systems have to follow all applicable privacy laws and policies.
Makes sense, especially when you think about the kind of sensitive information we deal with in the county.
Absolutely. They specifically mention things like social security numbers and how we need to be extra careful with that kind of data, referencing the social security number privacy policy, section 15 of the personal handbook. It's a good reminder that just because we're using AI doesn't mean we can forget about protecting people's privacy.
Definitely not. Okay, so we've covered what we can do with AI. Now for the flip side, what we absolutely cannot do.
Exactly. That's section 3.3, prohibited use. And this section, this is going to be super important for that quiz.
Pay close attention here, folks.
First big no-no is sensitive data restrictions. So the policy is really clear on this. AI systems are generally not allowed to process sensitive information like criminal justice information or personal health information without getting very specific authorization.
And not just from anyone. They have to get permission from both the DID and the local agency security officer.
Yep, the LSO.
Yeah.
And they emphasize CJIS compliance here, so you know they're serious.
Yeah.
They even mention using a whitelist or blacklist to make sure we're only using approved AI tools.
So there's a whole system in place to make sure that really sensitive information is being handled with the utmost care and in accordance with all the regulations.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next, under prohibited use, discriminatory practices. We touched on this a little earlier with bias mitigation,
mm-hmm.
but this section goes further and actually prohibits us from using AI in any way that could lead to discrimination or harassment.
Which makes sense, right? We're a county that values fairness and respect for everyone, and that extends to how we use AI.
For sure.
Yeah.
Again, they connect this back to the anti-discrimination and anti-harassment policies that are outlined in sections 6-8 of the personnel handbook.
Just another layer of reinforcement that we need to be using this technology responsibly and ethically.
Totally. And the last thing under prohibited use is unauthorized activities.
This one's pretty straightforward. We can't use county AI resources for our personal benefit or anything that could create a conflict of interest.
Right. No using the county's fancy AI system to, like, you know, pick winning lottery numbers or anything like that.
Exactly. And they link this back to the standards of conduct policy in the personnel handbook. So it's really about maintaining professional integrity and making sure we're using county resources for county business.
And avoiding any appearance of impropriety.
For sure. Okay, we've covered ethical standards, acceptable use, what we can do, what we can't do, so we're in the home stretch now. Last section of Section 3 is compliance and monitoring, Section 3.4. Basically, how do we make sure everyone's following the rules?
And how do we deal with it if they're not? Exactly. First thing they talk about is, well, monitoring. No surprise there. They're going to be keeping an eye on how AI systems are being used, making sure everything's in line with the internet security policy and our ethical standards. Again, they reference the personnel handbook and the standards of conduct.
Yeah, like with any new technology, it's not just about setting up the rules and hoping for the best. Ongoing monitoring is key to making sure those rules are actually being followed.
Absolutely. And then they talk about incident reporting. So let's say someone sees something that seems off, you know, like maybe an AI system being misused or used in a way that seems unethical.
Well, they need to report it, right?
Exactly. And the policy tells us exactly how to do that. It refers to the Internet Security Policy, the section on reporting security problems, and also Section 10 in the Personnel Handbook, the one on fraud and abuse. So they've got a clear process for reporting any potential issues.
Make sure that problems are addressed quickly and appropriately.
Yeah. And finally, we come to the part you've all been waiting for.
Drum roll, please.
Training. This is all about making sure everyone who uses AI in the county has the knowledge and skills to do it the right way. The policy is really clear that training on AI ethics and security is mandatory.
Required. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Exactly. And they build this right into the county's existing employee development policies in the personnel handbook. They specifically call out the AI Basics 101 course. Everyone has to complete that before they can even touch those AI tools.
That's your ticket to entry, folks.
And it doesn't stop there. The policy also mentions ongoing continuing education on AI, so you're always up to date on the latest best practices and guidelines.
Always learning.
Always learning. Okay, so to sum all that up, think of those three key areas for your quiz. First, those ethical standards. Transparency, being accountable, and watching out for bias. Then, there's acceptable use. Using AI to enhance our work, handling data responsibly, sticking to approved tools, and always protecting privacy.
And of course, knowing what's off limits. No messing with sensitive data without the proper authorization, no discriminatory practices, and no unauthorized activities.
Right. And last but not least, remember those compliance and monitoring pieces. Ongoing oversight, knowing how to report any incidents, and of course, that all-important training requirement. Make sure you get that AI Basics 101 course under your belt.
That's your key to unlocking the power of AI in Van Buren County.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Yeah.
So as you gear up for that quiz on Section 3, I think we've given you a pretty solid roadmap.
Absolutely. You've got this.
Now, as you're reviewing everything, think about your own work. How do you see these guidelines playing out in your day-to-day?
What are the things you're going to need to be extra mindful of as you start using these new AI tools?
Just remember, understanding these policies isn't just about passing a quiz.
It's about ensuring that we're all using AI responsibly and ethically in a way that benefits everyone in Van Buren County.
That's what it's all about. Okay, that's it for today's deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.